summary of the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in terms of how Takanas Ezra morphed over time and how it actually is observed or not observed as Man Hazeh, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kalim that we have over here. There are others, and I think I mentioned to you once before that I actually have a sefer that was just recently written by this fellow, this rabbi in Israel, where he talks about how you can actually adopt that Takanas Ezra is not really bottled, because they weren't going to bottle it. It's really there. It's just since Rova Tiba and Yochalam Udbo, so it doesn't, you're not obligated to it. If you want to, you can opt for it, and if you opt for it, you can actually use a higher level, and it actually can be, you actually don't do things, you actually, it's a chumrah that can ball in dekula, as Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to. Anyway, so what's the psak? So the Mechaber and Siman Peches brings down that in general, Tuma is not a, doesn't prevent you from Tefillah, Torah, or Kriyat Shema, anything like that. Tuma is not a problem. The only thing is Ezra made a takana on Baal Keri. So that was in time of Takana, but the Mechaber says that Takana is bottle, and therefore we go back to the original din, which means that you're not precluded from Torah or Tefillah by virtue of being a Baal Keri, just like any other tummy. And the Mechaber says that's the minhag. If you just look at the Mechaber and even the Ramah, it seems like, okay, there's no any of the Takanas Ezra at all. Not Tisha Kabin, not Tvila, nothing. However, if you look in the Nosei Kalim, you'll see that it's not so simple. The Mogen Avraham already says that what? V'af hanoig Tvila zu. He says, oh, and if you do keep this, so you already see that there are people who keep it, even though it says that it's not applied to them. So you see, you can be knowing it. It's sort of, it's not Dovah Shein Lo Yisod, like he says about other things. It's not like a minhag shtus. No, there are people knowing. So he says, it's only make, Mogen Avraham says, it only may is you knowing it if you're not a cholish or la'omso, because that was never included in the Takana. So you see that knowing it means renewing the takana when it was in effect, as if it still is in effect. So there is such an inyan. And we'll see later on that such a person is described as tabul of bracha. I'm not going to go through the order. I'm going to first go through the Baal Keri pieces, then we'll go back and do the Ishtonita pieces. The Gra says that when the Mechaber says that the Takan is bottle and we're not concerned about it, it's not like those Rishonim that were brought down by the Rif and by the Rambam that said that there was a minig that they did keep it, even maybe only Tisha Kabin. And he brings down the Rishalmi, which is a little complicated Rishalmi. I don't want to go into exactly what the context is, but from the Shalmi, it's mashed. If you don't hold from Takan of Ezra, you don't hold, you need Rechit at all, not just your Mitzvila. The Shari Tshuva says also, again, remember we said that we don't hold from this Takanas Ezra anymore, but then they have all these rules about what you can use for Takanas Ezra, what kind of mayim to use. So you see that obviously people were careful about, some people were careful. You can use mayim she'uvim, right? Even if you're doing normally, if you are sitting in Tisha Kabin, it doesn't work, right? There has to be an asina. Tevila has to be in a mikvah. Normally a mikvah cannot be she'uvim. But apparently, we see from the Gemara that she'uvim does work for tevila, and even chamin works. Because the Gemara describes it as, yes, and not only that, but even possibly a chatzitza. And it's very interesting.
This is all for Baal Keri.
It's very interesting. This is all by Baal Keri. I'm not talking about a nida. I'm going to first do Baal Keri, and then I'll go back to nida. It's very interesting over here that the Shari Tshuva says, by Tefillas Anoshim, he says, Ein Medaktikin, for Chatzitza, in other words, for this thing. But he leaves it at Tzarechion. The Bir Halacha, is a very interesting Bir Halacha over here. The Bir Halacha, which I didn't give to you, says that what? that the Bishirat Shari Tshuva is he's mesupik, whether that chatzitz applies to Tfilas Baal Keri. So he says, Motsasi b'sefer ha'eshkol. I found in the Sefer Eshkol shezochinu ata la'oro, that we just were zochet to get the Sefer shekotav behedya, who explicitly says the ain posel chatzitza b'zu, that a chatzitza is not posseling by its Tfilas Baal Keri. So he basically says, oh, now we know the answer. This actually, I think Menachem is saying uh-oh, and the reason he's saying uh-oh is because this Sefer Eshkol was an extremely controversial Sefer, was put out by famous Rav in Germany, and there was a huge controversy over it, and the consensus is that this was a forgery. So it's interesting that this is the Sefer Eshkol. Well, he, you know, at the time, the consensus. I don't know. I'm not going to say what the Chofetz Chaim's position was on this. But it's interesting that he quotes the Sefer Eshkol Halacha to resolve this question. There was the Rav was one of the three biggest Rabbanim in Germany who put out this, Rav Orbach. I don't remember his first name. But he put it out, and he was the Rav. Where was he, the Rav? Remember where he was the Rav. And he wrote a parish on it, too, called Nachal Eson. But the consensus now, and there were many who claimed at the time that this was a forgery. But this is Sefer he's talking about. There was no such manuscript. That he claimed he found the Sefer Eshkol of this Rishon.
Did this Rav create the forgery?
I don't know. I'm just saying that this was the controversy at the time. So it's interesting that the Bir Halacha brings, we now got the Sefer Eshkol. And
he also quotes a fake Gemara all the time. Somebody go to fake Gemara and
put it. He's a fake Yerushalmi, he also quotes. That's correct. Anyway, it just happens to be over here on this Halacha. I thought it was interesting.
Who's the one that found it?
I don't want to get into this forgery movement. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that even though the Takana is bottle, Mi Shirotza Linho, somebody who wants to accept the Takana and be Tovo, Tovo Olav Bracha. And he has the requirement, the proviso, that it's only if you're not going to do something that's Boli Dekur. Right? And he even has the proviso that certainly you shouldn't. He's not sure about whether if it makes you not be able to Mekayim Tfilah B'Tzibur, is that appropriate? In other words, be makbid on the Takana. But there are people who are noise on the Takana, and there are people, not just Hasidim, there are people who will not daven and will not learn unless they betovel or carry on. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshan Shemaisa, that a noig like the Takana Ezra, and if they can't find a mikvah, that they use Tisha Kamen. Okay, and he goes to all the halachas over here. Anybody who wants to know the halachas of how much Tisha Kamen is, and you can use a swimming pool, and all these things, and how to do it, and whether or not you have, because Tisha Kamen, there really is no description in the Gemara as to how to do it, really. And obviously, Tisha Kaben, if you're pouring water on somebody, it's not going to go all over that person. So the question is, well, where does it have to go? And I think in the Mishnah Berurah talks about whether or not you have to have your feet wet first. This way, because I guess the Tisha Kaben somehow has hashaka with the water under your feet or something like that, and it works that way.
Does a bath count?
For what? Tisha Kaben? No, you can't be tovo in Tisha Kaben. Tisha Kaben has to be been a sinner, not the tefillah.
I mentioned that, but I thought maybe the bath is 40 saw.
If you have a bath that's 40 saw, that's a different story. 40 saw is pretty. Is a lot of.
Sure, yeah.
The mem saw? I don't know.
It's as big as a person could fit in. Yeah. That's the big. That's the thing. But I don't know.
First, Kalem mikvah. Kalem mikvah is not that big.
Could you jump in the Kalem mikvah?
Oh, but
mm-hmm.
The
back
and he also says it doesn't have to be bakarka. Right. It doesn't have to be bakarka. So if you have a bathtub, if it would be memsor, it looks to me like it would be okay if you're knowing for that minute. Okay, so that's the first topic. That's the topic of Baal Keri. The second topic is an interesting topic of Nida, which is...
it's nowhere mentioned in the Gemara,
which is nowhere in the Ein Lo Yisod. There's no yisod. It's not, it is mentioned in the Gemara. It says kolat meim, and it's specifically mentioned neither can be can daven. It is mentioned in the Gemara, but it's no, the yisod is not ain lo yisod. There's no mention. However, it's brought down in the Ramah, in the example of Hagos Maimini, that there was ain le isha neither be may riasa when she's menstruating. Likonis of Beis Hakneses, Ol Hispalel, Ol Hazkir Hashem, Ol Igabe Sefer. That's the sheet of Hagos Maimini. The Magen Avraham says, how could there be such a sheet? How could they do it? The women have to daven. How could they avoid fulfilling the mitzvahs Birchas Hamazon? According to the Rambam, maybe even there's a mitzvah Tefillah Deraisa for a woman. There might be Kiddush on Shabbos. There are other mitzvahs that they'd have to do.
Right.
How could they do it? How could you possibly hold it? So very interesting. The Magen Avraham says, you know what? That if they hold like this shminog, that they're not doing it, they should be yotzei. They should listen. They should be hear it from others and triyotzei with what?
Listen.
And on the
shemeika on it. So, I don't understand that's Morgan Avraham. If you remember the Morgan Avraham, the Tosos said that if you hold shemeika ona, that's included in the Easter of the Kanes Ezra. So remember, Tosos wanted to ask questions. The Gemara says, with the whole source of the Easter of Takanas Ezra, Kidashukon de Sinai, the Tosas asked the Kasha, well, where did they didn't say anything by Sinai. They didn't do anything. So what's Tosas' answer?
Shomei
Ka'ona.
Ah.
Right? So I'm not sure. This minig of Nida, somehow, Shomei Ka'ona is not a problem, according to Bagan Avram. Maybe it just means it's better than not doing it at all. Anyway, so there is such a minhug. It's a machlokas between the Hagos Maimini and Rashi as to whether or not women are forbidden from doing a number of activities. Obviously, it has nothing to do with tumah, because it's not just, even if they're still tamei nida, they're allowed. It's only bimei riyasa, right? It's only while she's still, the mei nida are still flowing that this Easter applies. And so if you continue in the Ramah says v'chein ikra, that we pass him that it's really mutter. Then he says, but the minig is not like that. The minig is that we hold like the first shita, even though I don't know what it means exactly, v'chein ikra, since the whole thing is a minig anyway. So the real, since there's no source for this, it really should pass like the first shita that holds what? About the second shita of Rashi, that muteris bakol. But the minig in Ashkenaz was that what kesvar rishona, but it's only when she was being roa dam, and he says even a place to nogel hachmir, they were matter in a time when the woman would feel deprived if she weren't able to go to shul. That's what he says, like yom and avroyim. So obviously this is, I don't know what kind of a minig it is. It's just she feels sad, so then the minig doesn't apply anymore. I don't know, it's not such a forceful minute. It doesn't sound so forceful to me.
Mm-hmm. It still brings it down.
It still brings it down. And
possibly deserve it.
Right. And the Binyamin Zev, which is the source of a lot of this, let me just read the Binyamin Zev for you quickly. He says the following. I don't know who it is. I know his name is Binyamin, and I know his father's name is Matisyahu. He's one of the poskim. I'm not sure exactly when he's from. He's one of the early poskim who was already brought down. Who brought him down? Did Morgan Avraham bring him down?
Yeah.
So it's Morgan Avraham brought him down. He's from probably 15th, 16th century.
Uh-huh.
So he says the following. Someone asked him a question, and he says, "Ashmash tamata al noshim shemonos asim nilov beis haknesses k'shein roos dam k'deish loli rosei for Torah." Apparently, that's the way this person who asked the question saw. Was the whole source of it was not to see a sefer Torah. So he says, "Ein l'tmor dema she'osas." He says, even though it doesn't really make any sense, so the Binyamin Zev says that you shouldn't be so mystified by it. Dema she'osas, this which they're doing, ha'nevne kavod. It's only some kind of a special, like, way of showing kavod to the sefer Torah. Velosha also el masos kain. There's no Easter involved here, and he brings the raviyah. The raviyah, Zaviezer ben Yoel Halevi. He brings down Rishon. That's Professor Frankel's name.
What?
He brings down the sefer Haguda that says that nogu noshim silsul uprishus ba'atman. Of course, see where this whole idea came from, according to the Rishonim? Men didn't impose this on women. The women adopted this themselves.
Right.
They were knowing silsul uprishus. Silsul means a very elevated type of conduct and separation. As long as they're roa dam, they go to Beis HaKnesset and they kavod. They ain't roa sefer Torah. Okay? So he says, you see that it's only because the minhag of kavod. Isn't that Easter involved over here?
I'll ask you 7 days. I mean, this is also, you know, Bnosh Yishuach Echmiru.
Exactly. The women, the women are very tough on themselves.
Right.
The Mishnah Berurah, though, brings down that even though it's brought down in Machlokes Rishonim, whether between that goes Maimini and the Rashi as to whether what the minhag of Nashim was when they need those. The Ramah says that the Iker is Kesvor Hashnia, that it's Mutter, but the minhag is to say that it's Aser. The Mishnah Berurah says that what? Bedina Seinu, in our minhag, it's constantly changing. Bedina Seinu, Nogen Hetel Olam, not only when on Yom Noroyim and when you're expected to, women are expected to go to shul, but the olam umavorchos umispalos. So it sounds like everything is mutter. However, one thing still remains, and that seems to have been the source of this whole minhag for some reason, as is brought down in the Binyamin Zev. Umikol makom lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shor shemagbinos al haros ha'am. Okay, should not. And so that seems to be the whole. What the problem is with that, I don't know, but that seems to be the source of this whole Easter of Nida. Everything else, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if the more contemporary poskim will say the minhag has changed. It's all based on minhag. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ches Aleph, who is the Chayadim, who says, at least in his time, the minhag was everything was mutter except for being mistakel the Sefer Torah. And they also bring down another Indian the Mishnah Berurah brings down, which I don't think is related to this minhag, that women who are nidos don't go to basic kavod. I think that's a separate topic. I don't think it has anything to do with this minhag. I think it's really a separate minhag. It just affects nidos as well.
I told our kavura that on the west side, small kalva, you could have a puppet for the women, but you would give them a shot to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a sefer Torah, they would dance with a shot.
To me, that sounds even more appropriate. But all right.
More appropriate.
Inappropriate. Because the women, and they have Torah to the don't have to talk
about
that.
Yeah, I didn't want to give them a sefer Torah to hold.
Pregnant women can't go, right, to basic forest?
Pregnant women?
Some
pregnant women don't go.